Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 247 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 2nd is reflect on your day yesterday. What is something you learned which you were not expecting? Be on the lookout today for things to learn in unexpected places to help you develop into a better person. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. Howard Behar, one of the top executives at Starbucks, was not always in the coffee business. He really got his start as an executive in the furniture business. But one day, someone asked him an unexpected question that helped clarify his vision and really set his life on a new course. The following is an excerpt from his book, It's Not About the Coffee, that tells this story. I loved what I did and never really questioned it, until an offer came my way to be part of a team that was building an exciting new business of memberships in beautiful outdoor resorts. My mentor wanted me to join him in the new venture he was running. The company's mission captured my imagination. The position would mean more money, more responsibility, and a new challenge. But I wondered if it was right for me. I had spent my whole career up to that point wanting to be the best I could be in the furniture business. For 20 years, I thought of furniture as my life and calling. It might seem odd to be so invested in something so practical, but it was true. That's when my future boss asked me a question that has become part of the story of my life. The question he asked was, "What do you love, furniture or people?" It was not an easy question to answer. On the one hand, furniture is furniture, but it was also the way I expressed my creativity. Furniture was my art, but when I thought more about it, I realized that the emotions and passions I felt about my work didn't have to do with the furniture, they had to do with the people. I didn't love furniture. I loved the selection and the selling and the whole idea of helping people realize their dreams for their homes and lives. It was my music, just as coffee is for those of us who've made our home at Starbucks. But it was people that I loved. The interaction among people, serving other people, learning from other people. I took the opportunity. My one hat was the same, but now it had a name, serving people. And it gave me a new view of where I was headed and what I might achieve. This story from Howard Behar is a perfect example of how our vision can change throughout our life. And sometimes it's not a wholesale change, but more of tweaking or fine-tuning or polishing our vision. For Behar, the vision that he had deep down inside of him didn't really change, but he had a new way of looking at it and a new language to talk about it. And this brings up a very good point about our vision. Our vision is both something that was given to us and something we create. The best way to create our vision is to be aware, to self-reflect, and to be on the lookout for things to happen, or things to be said, from unexpected places. Oftentimes, like the case of Howard Behar, it wasn't necessarily adding something new to his life. It was more about uncovering and taking all the extra layers off of the vision that he already had, the one he had been given and lived inside of him. So our job is to create our vision by cutting away things that are getting in the way from us living out the vision that was given to us. So how about you? What is something you learned yesterday which you were not expecting? Can you be on the lookout today for things to learn in unexpected places to help you develop into a better person?
Remember that having a vision and pursuing our dreams on the surface may not appear to have anything to do with strengthening our relationships with our students and athletes. But actually, they are an important foundation because they help us connect who we are to what we do. Sure, we can serve others and help people, but we will not be able to tap into our full potential until we can align those actions with exactly who we are and our vision. And when we do that, we will be able to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.